So when the legislature's in session, there's a lot going on at once. We try to keep up in real time as best we can. Sometimes we have to wait a full day. Monday was coastal day at the Capitol. Tried to get him in yesterday. Just wasn't going to work out. So I said, how about Wednesday? He said, yes, let's do it. Chip Klein from the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority joins us now. Chip, good morning. Welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Haldane. Just another day of working for the people.
I appreciate that. How did Monday go?
Monday was great, man. Coastal day at the Louisiana State Capitol. It's the best day of the year. Coastal day is really, you know, it's an opportunity for what I call Team Coastal. Every person that is passionate about our coast, passionate about South Louisiana and the restoration and protection of our coast, to really come together as one team, one coastal family, and hit the halls of the Capitol on the importance of the work we're doing to restore and protect our coast. So, man, we had environmental groups, oil and gas companies, port directors, levee district directors, parish presidents. And what I thought was most impressive, Brian, is that we just had everyday citizens
okay.
that showed up to be a part of this. And there are several events throughout the day. We started the morning with what we call an industry networking day, and it gives business and industry representatives that are operating in the coastal space or business and industries that are looking to get into the coastal game to kind of come in to CPRA, meet with CPRA leadership, but also meet with other businesses and industries that are in this space to do kind of a networking opportunity. And that's something that we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the private sector on in recent years, is because, as you know, with the level of investment that we're making in our coast year after year, this is an incredible opportunity for local businesses, local industries to really get in this game and make a difference when it comes to restoring and protecting our coast. So we started the day with that. Then we had a hot topics panel,
mm-hmm.
just kind of some of the hot topics that are flying around in the coastal spheres, from the master plan to the annual plan. Another issue that you talked about in a previous segment is the National Flood Insurance Program. The fact that insurance premiums continue to rise. And the problem with that is, Brian, not only is that a problem in and of itself, but the work that we're doing across the coast continues to lower citizens' risk. So risk is being reduced by these projects that we're implementing, but insurance premiums continue to rise.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be a huge hot topic, I think, over the next several years. But then at around lunchtime, we gathered in the governor's press room on the fourth floor. We heard from the governor himself. Multiple legislators had the opportunity to address all of those in attendance about bills that they're pushing this year, priorities that they have for this legislative session as it relates to the coast. And then, you know, what's a coastal day without a crawfish bowl to wrap things up at the end of the day. So it was a great day. I think a lot of information sharing, a lot of updates from policymakers and lawmakers. So all in all, it was a success.
Chip Klein's our guest. He heads up CPRA. Monday was Coastal Day at the Capitol. Chip, has the nature of this day changed a little bit with the Coastal Master Plan? I mean, y'all's funding is pretty much set for the next few years. We can talk long-term a little bit later, but is it a little bit different vibe with the growing and understanding of the importance of the work and being able to, as I said when we were talking about risk rating 2.0, being able to show your work, show the net results, have, tangible terra firma as ROI, rather than just going up there hat in hand? Is there a different vibe to the day because of that?
I think it is. I mean, Brian, we've got a couple of decades, you know, under our belt, so to speak, now, and to where before, you know, in the early stages of the coastal program, we talked in concepts. Well, you know, here are the concepts that we need to implement. Here are the ideas. Here are the strategies that we need to implement. So it was always kind of this pie in the sky concepts, if you will. And so as a result of the funding, as a result of all of the information, the studies and the analyses that we've done, we've got several billion dollars worth of work and progress, you know, to take to stakeholders, policymakers and lawmakers to show, hey, here's what's not only possible, but here's what's been accomplished over the last several years. And more importantly, here's the opportunity that is in front of us over the next 6 years as it relates to the coastal master plan. And so I think as a result of all of those things, there's more visibility on our work. There's more attention given to our work. And people seem to be becoming more invested in the overall protection and restoration of our coast. And this was by far the best attended coastal day since we've been doing this, probably starting in the early 2000s. You know, the governor made the joke when we were in the press room that thank God the fire marshal wasn't in attendance, because he would have shut us down. And so I do think it's a different vibe. There's a lot of excitement around this work, and I think people are looking out over the next few years with the funding that we have in hand and the funding that will be coming online.
Yeah.
And realizing that this is an opportunity we got to take full advantage of.
Okay, now a lot of that funding does still stem from an event that happened 13 years ago in the BP oil spill.
Yep.
That funding is not permanent. Where are we with making y'all a part of the permanent Louisiana budget on a scale that you can continue to get the work done you need to get done?
Well, I'll call it a work in progress, Brian.
Okay.
So you are correct that the BP oil spill dollars, they will go away in 2032. So the BP oil spill dollars were paid out to the state over a 15-year time period. So in 2032, those BP dollars stop flowing to the state, and you are reverting back to a program that was of the early 2000s. It was somewhere in the neighborhood of about $300 to $400 million a year. And so that was really the main focus of Coastal Day. You know, what are the bills that legislators are running with to address that coastal funding cliff that we're approaching in 2032, to make sure that we're able to supplant some of those revenues with additional revenue sources? So there's a variety of bills by Representative Ogeron, Representative Zerang, that would tap into additional revenues, not only tap into additional revenues, but protect those revenues into the coastal trust fund to where they can't be used for other purposes. And so, not only at the state level, but also I know Congressman Graves was on this morning, some of the things that he and Congressman Scalise are working on at the federal level to ensure that we've got more revenue coming into the coastal program. And I think the tide is starting to turn on that, Brian. And the reason that is because people are seeing that these projects, both on the restoration side and the protection side, are lowering risk. They're saving livelihoods, they're saving lives. And that I love to use is that in 2005, during Hurricane Rita, the Bayou region had a 9-foot storm surge and 12,000 homes flooded. Fast forward to 2019, the Bayou region had a similar storm surge of about 9 feet and only 11 homes flooded. And so you take that type of statistic to policymakers and lawmakers and saying, look, you are lowering flood risk, you are protecting communities. And so some of these, I don't want to call them naysayers, but some of the legislators in the northern parts of the state are starting to say, wow, these investments are really starting to pay off, and this, we need to keep this going.
We're talking with Chip Klein, head of CPRA, about Coastal Day at the Capitol. Actually, Chip, I don't think we've had you on since you had your national, you were at the U.S. Capitol a little over a month ago. Side-by-side comparison, how did that one play out?
So, you know, Brian, we've done this 3 or 4 times over the last 5 years, but we do a fly-in trip, and we literally hit Capitol Hill. We had close to 100 stakeholders that flew up to Washington, D.C. with us, and we met with over 70 members of Congress in a single day, talking about our coast, talking about the importance of South Louisiana, the progress that's been made, and there are bills that Senator Cassidy has, that Congressman Scalise has, to increase the amount of funding that's coming to the Gulf Coast. And so what's great about this bill is it's not only increasing the funding that's coming to the Gulf Coast for restoration and protection efforts, but it's also increasing the amount of money that goes to coastal states around the country. And so you're starting to see states in other parts of the country start to experience some of the same issues that we have here in Louisiana, not to the magnitude that we do, but, you know, if you recall, Hurricane Ida was still at hurricane strength when it hit the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, states like New York were impacted by Hurricane Ida. And so with you hear a lot of talk in the Biden administration about an energy transition and renewable energies and wind, things like that. And so there's a bill that if there is wind energy produced off of any seaboard, off the eastern seaboard of the Gulf Coast, that a portion of those revenues will be returned to the coastal states for restoration and protection efforts. So you're starting to see the tide turn even at the federal level at some of these other states around the country, particularly on the coastal states, saying, hey, we need to get in this game a little bit more proactively, just as Louisiana and some of the Gulf Coast states are. So it was a great day. The bill that Congressman Scalise offered actually passed off the House floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first time that we've, since 2006, when Senator Landrieu passed the first revenue sharing bill that shares certain oil and gas revenues with us. It's the first time that it got through a full chamber. And so that just gets us one step closer to a goal line of getting this thing to President Biden for his signature.
Got Chip Klein from CPRA with us, talking about Coastal Day at the Capitol. Kind of took a little side road there for the National Capitol as well. But bring it back home, Chip, before we get you out of here, and I greatly appreciate your time this morning. Bring it back home. Are there any bills in this session that y'all are really have your eyes on, or was this year's day at the Capitol more just along the lines of an overall update, here's where we're at sort of thing? I mean, what are you eyeing up in this session?
So it's both. Okay. Here it was an update, but we were also putting pieces of legislation on people's radar. The two most important bills that we have this year, Brian, so are the update to the Coastal Master Plan. We're required by law to update the master plan every 6 years. Mm-hmm. And so the 2023 master plan is the 50-year outlook for coastal Louisiana. It is up for approval. Again, it's a 50-year plan, $50 billion. So we've got to get that through the legislature. We were in Senate Natural Resources Committee last week. We'll be in Senate Transportation tomorrow. And so that's got to go through four committees in both chambers for approval. And then our annual plan, which outlines our spending priorities for the next fiscal year, $1.6 billion, largest investment in the state's coastal program by the state in history. And so those are two important bills, but I think probably the outside of the master plan and annual plan, a bill by Representative Joe Ogeron. It's a constitutional amendment which would constitutionally protect revenues from alternative sources of energy that are produced on state lands and state water bottoms. So if there's wind energy or solar energy and there's revenues derived from them, those dollars would come to the Coastal Trust Fund for restoration and protection projects. And so that's utmost importance, because if Congressman Scalise, Senator Cassidy, Congressman Graves are successful at the federal level of creating this revenue sharing program, if those dollars are going to come to the state, we want to make sure that they're going to their intended purposes. And Representative Ogeron's bill would ensure that they would. So we fell short last year. In the Senate Finance Committee on the bill, there were some questions on the revenue projections over the next several years, but I think we're in a much better place to get that across the goal line this year. And so those are three bills that we really got our eye on. There's a few others out there, but no real impacts to the coastal program.
He is Chip Klein, heads up to CPRA. Monday was the Coastal Day at the Capitol. Chip, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on board this morning.
All right, Brian. See you soon, man.